Start your Saturday with something that will grow your kiddos' brains and get their creative juices flowing. Join us at LAS in Pasadena for a morning of multilingual readings, interactive performances, and lots of kid fun. It's Super Fun Saturday on June 1st. Get your tickets at las.com/events.
Things are bad on the Colorado River, and we all may have to cut back on water.
That will be bloody.
Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.
What does it mean to you to feel connected to yourself?
That's a really great question.
This is a passion. We love it. We forget about the outside world. So this time passed here together is a sharing of that passion.
From LAS Studios, this is How to LA. I'm producer Megan Boteau.
If we can just find that peace, find that joy within a community, and we feel the space that is empty, that is lonely, then we're full again.
So I've been reporting this series on how not to be lonely in LA for a few months now. You might recall a few weeks ago, we looked at how group movement, like sports leagues and dance classes, is a great way to find community. That was episode 256, in case you missed it and want to go back. We talked about how, from a psychology perspective, moving in sync with others helps promote bonding and breeds an overall sense of belonging and closeness. Basically, it's just a really good way to feel less lonely and make some like-minded friends.
There's just so many interesting artists and creators, and just they're all incredibly intelligent.
Okay, well, that whole idea led me to take my first ballet class in about a decade. I grew up doing ballet really seriously, and I love other forms of dance now, but for whatever reason, I hadn't gotten myself to an actual ballet class in quite some time.
As a dancer, you need to be strong. You need just to be vulnerable. You need just to be brave.
And it was sort of wild. It was like remembering some fundamental part of myself that I haven't accessed in a really long time. And it really got me thinking about something that's come up a few times now in the series on the loneliness epidemic. And that's the idea of not just connecting to others and finding community, but connecting to ourselves.
We are multidimensional, multi-layered creatures. So there's lots of ways you connect with yourself.
One thing I kept hearing through all these interviews about loneliness is that you can be surrounded by people, but if you aren't connected to yourself, you'll still feel lonely. We've all heard the advice or read on some New Age blog somewhere to go find yourself. Don't lose yourself. Stay connected. But what does being connected to yourself actually mean?
For me, there's always an element of getting back into your body.
I think it's reconnecting to your inner child, first of all, to the play.
So doing those activities that you loved or did as a kid might be one really physical, literal way to quote-unquote reconnect to yourself. A journey back to your inner child, if you will.
Reconnect with your body, reconnecting with the passion, reconnecting with the trust. At any age, you can just come back and do the things you love.
So here I am reconnecting to myself and my youth at a funky little dance studio tucked behind the Hyperion Arts Building in Silver Lake.
This is my world. This is my safe place. This is my happy place. Hello, my name is Cathy Jean and I am a dance teacher, so I teach ballet. I teach flow bar, barosol, and I teach modern jazz. We are at Studio A in Silver Lake or Los Feliz. I have just to look at the map. Studio A.
We have one, two, and up, back, down.
So I found dance because I was moving all the time in my living room. It was just very loose because I had a really difficult childhood. Mm-hmm. Lots of chaos around me. It just really got me just to be within myself in the moment. At 8, I took my first class and I was like, whoa, I love this. We were just like, okay, this is it. It's my life. And that's it. It really healed me. It was the place where I could go and just be present and find joy and find peace and work hard. Because, you know, like the adult world was a mess. My mom, my dad, everything. And so I could find that the ground, working with the floor, just being present with the music, being entirely just enveloped. And so to me, it was the safe place, and it always is. Just the sense of also being in a community is becoming your family. You know, we all work toward the same goal, toward refining the movement, just so you can share with others as well. It's a hard work for oneself, but it's also just very generous. And so you also just feel all those energy around you, the friends, the family that you just are making. So that community also became the safe family that I could not have with the adult world.
How do you see dance particularly create community?
It seems like the people that come to you as a teacher, they come for your knowledge, but they also come for your character, for your personality, for the mood that you give within the class. I like to laugh. I like discipline, but I like just to also just make joke or just to be really out and bright about things. I have like a happy mood. Just really just working hard, but also just remembering that this is a passion. We love it. You know, like, so this time passed here together is a sharing of that passion. There's just so many interesting artists and creators, and just they're all incredibly intelligent. So we share, you know, and so it becomes another family. You open up, and it feels like to me, when I gave the maximum, then they have the maximum. They're recharged. So they can just give the maximum to their community. I'm thinking about it as a ripple effect. And then we're very connected and we trust each other and we can count on each other. You feel the energy. The energy is very vibrant.
I started dancing, I guess, in the middle of a massive crisis in my life. I was walking just down the street, not knowing what to do with my life, and I walked by a community dance studio.
This is Kat Moore. She's the director of belonging at USC, does a ton of research about loneliness, and took classes at Studio A for years.
And just saw all these flyers pasted on the windows, Zumba and jazz and whatever, and for some reason, the ballet flyer stood out to me. It was just one of those moments where it's like, oh, I have to do that. I'd never danced in my life, but it just felt like it was calling to me. I think I went to my first class like in running shorts and a bathing suit. Like I did not have any appropriate attire or shoes or anything. And I walked in and it was just this group of women from the community. Some had dance pasts and some didn't. And Kati was the teacher. And I literally didn't even know how to stand at the bar or anything, but I was just totally welcomed in, and it was a non-competitive environment. And I ended up just standing behind a woman who knew what she was doing and just watching her legs and imitating everything that she did. And I just had an immediate experience of being part of something bigger than myself with all of these supportive people. It started, I don't know, changing something in my body that helped me feel grounded and alive and, I don't know, like things were possible. And it's one of the main things that got me through probably the worst period of my life. I think that there was something so fundamental about connecting with other people through synchronized movement without talking to each other. You know, it wasn't like we sat down and told each other our life stories and that's why we bonded. But you're in a mirrored room too. And so you're paying attention to your own body, but you're also very aware of the other bodies around you and what they're doing. And you're striving to really be in sync
because everyone's doing the same motions. And I had to pay such focused attention because I didn't know what I was doing on other people. And so it forced me to literally be in sync with someone who was, I don't know, how far away are they on the bar? Like 4 feet? Yeah. So you're really in close proximity trying to sync your bodies. And you're getting all these reflections in the mirror of how you look. So there's like this biofeedback mechanism too. And you're hearing the other people breathe and not having to talk. We connect, you know, as babies through our bodies first, not through verbally and not by shared tasks. So there was something just very elemental about all being in the shared space. And you just get to get out of your head in a certain way and stop worrying about what other people think of you and just literally try to drop into the moment and be in sync with other bodies. You're feeding off each other's energy, you know, and so it carries over into how you then feel. When you feel like you're free falling or, you know, on the spiral slide into despair, you really only need one thing to hold on to. It's not the time of your life where you're like, oh, I need to have like the most robust portfolio of relationships and happy things. Like, you need one thing to hold on to. One person, one place, one ritual, one book, one anything. That's keeping you from sinking further. So I really only needed the reassurance that if I can feel okay in one area of my life, even though the rest of it is crumbling, I know that over time, something else can happen that will be another handhold. And if there can be two, there can be three. And if there can be three, there can be four. So I was more in a state of I needed the universe to prove to me that there was something that was solid, not everything. And that was enough to keep me afloat.
More after a quick break.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV Plus, presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson. Scientist Elizabeth Zott accepts a job on a TV cooking show and teaches a nation of housewives more than just recipes. Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, 4-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. Following this podcast, you can hear a conversation with actresses Brie Larson and Asia Naomi King. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Pendarvis Harshaw, host of the Right Now-ish podcast. Every week, I talk to the people who are creating art and culture and spreading it to the universe.
As an artist, you always meet yourself. Every year, you're a different person.
Essentially, we normalize a space where you can show up as your authentic self.
Check out Right Now-ish, rooted in California's Bay Area, speaking to you.
It's so many people of color, so many queer people. It's like I'm being celebrated in my fullness.
Available wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're back with How to LA. I'm producer Megan Botel, and we're speaking with teacher Kati Jean at Studio A in Silver Lake. What would you say for, like, some words of encouragement for somebody like me who grew up doing dance and knows all the wonderful benefits but didn't choose to do it professionally? Mm-hmm. What sorts of benefits do you think coming back to it in your adult life? Like, for me, it's been 10 years since I took a ballet class until your incredible class today. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what would you say to people like that who are adults now and want to kind of reconnect? Mm.
I think it's reconnecting to your inner child, first of all, to the play. Even though it's really hard, we play. Reconnect with your body, reconnecting with the passion, reconnecting with the trust. At any age, you can just come back and do the things you love. You don't just come and dance for workout. You don't work out. If you want to work out, you go somewhere. You go somewhere else. It's very different. So I think it's that. It's igniting. How do you say?
Igniting.
Igniting the fire within.
And then just get everything on fire, of course, because there's so much shaking. Yeah. And then just be really happy about the work that you do, all the sensation, even if it's frustration or you go through a lot of emotions when you take class. So be aware of that. Don't think twice. Go. If your soul, if your heart is asking, you do it.
Keep pushing the back heel toward the front.
To me, dance and life are very, very similar. You know, if you apply the principle of dance, you live that way as well. So just always open, always just dare, always just step forward, always just try, always refine. You know that you could just refine everything that you are. In dance, our body become a tool, right? How refined can I just give that? How refined can my soul open? How can I just go beyond? How can I transcend?
Pirouette, tu forces. Now, pirouette en dehors, finish grand quatrième, tourne en arrière, seven.
Do you think dance can help one feel less lonely?
Yes.
Yes. How so?
So, when you feel alone, you feel empty, you go back to your family, to the only people that are as weird as you, hardworking as you, and then you find companionship, you find friendship. They're really strong bonds. Your battery has been charged. You've been just completely elevated. I always hear my dancers, my students, just coming out of class and be like, "Oh, that feels incredible. I feel so much better. Or I was not feeling good before, and now that's it. It's over. I don't even know why I was in that state." So it really shifts everything.
It's a lot of pivots. Not where are you finishing? Yes,
everything again is about the body and your action in life, right? When you feel strong, when you feel that you have skills, that is already just a big difference. You're just opening up. Like it's almost like a walnut. I'm thinking about the shell, and then you crack that shell. So you're already cracking the shell because you're working on your physicality. Then you work on your trust in yourself to become an artist. I believe that we're all artists, but we just need to go and dig it and just open it. Once you find that, there's so much in the world that you can do. You can be anything you want. So once you have that, the outside world can just say whatever they want. It doesn't move you, you know? So at least to me, I've always kept that. It's like, no matter what, I have that. This is my world. This is my safe place. This is my happy place.
Thank you. Please come inside, ladies, because I don't see anyone. I know.
That's all we've got for you today. This episode was produced and reported by me, Maggie Motel. Our host of the show, Brian De Los Santos, will be back later this week.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
Support for LAist comes from Apple TV+, presenting Lessons in Chemistry, starring Academy Award winner Brie Larson as scientist Elizabeth Zott.
Lessons in Chemistry is focused on a chemist who can't seem to quite make it through the political game and the misogyny that's happening in the world of science in the 50s. And as she's making her way through trying to make this great discovery about abiogenesis, about the origin of life, life happens to her. She experiences love and loss and an unexpected pregnancy. And all of these things move her into this direction of starting this TV show called Separate Six, where she becomes famous for something that she never thought she would be famous for, which is cooking. And that's because she has this unique perspective on it, where she's able to take all of the things that she loves about science and apply it to cooking. When you're thinking about lessons in chemistry, it's a play on so many different things. Yes, it's about science and chemistry, but it's also about that inexplicable connection of chemistry you can have when you're falling in love, the chemicals inside of our bodies and the chemistry that makes us up and makes life happen. And it's also about the way that life can surprise you, the way that you can't always predict and plan out. Elizabeth has to make real choices in terms of how her voice and how these things will affect her community, how it'll affect the crew and their pay. In this case, we're telling a story about a woman. And so for me, it relieves the pressure when there's a lot of women in the room, because then it's not just up to me to decide what female representation is in this case. There's so many examples on screen, but then you also have it behind the camera as well. So whether it's props or production design or costumes, you're getting that experience in every layer of it. So it was very important to us that you were seeing various representations of what it is to be a woman, to advocate for yourself, to rise and fall.
Asia Naomi King stars as Elizabeth's neighbor, Harriet Sloan.
She's a phenomenal woman. I am so inspired by her. I am so in love with her. She is driven. She has this moral compass. She really seeks out justice in every aspect of her life. But she's so much more than that. She's a great friend. She's a great mother and wife. And she's an activist. And she really takes part in her community. And part of what pushes her forward is that she chose to be a mother. And I just found a lot of those themes really moving and palpable with like what's important to me in my life and the things that I seek out, self-worth and community and love, but beyond romantic love, like love in the greater sense, love of self, love of family, love of community. I just feel like people are going to want to engage in this story, that it's going to remind them of their own capacity for greatness.
Lessons in Chemistry is a PGA, SAG, WGA, NAACP Image Award, 4-time Critics' Choice nominee, and 2024 DGA Award winner, hailed a triumph by Decider. More on Lessons in Chemistry at fyc.appletvplus.com.